Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus begins this section with the words of, therefore, I tell you. Now, when we read the word therefore, we need to remind ourselves of what has come before. In the previous verses, Jesus has been talking to us about the importance of storing up our treasure in heaven, not on earth, with the implication that we cannot serve both God and money. Our trust is either in God or it's in money. But what exactly did Jesus mean when he said, do not worry? Well, it'd be good to start by looking at what he wasn't saying. When he made this statement, Jesus wasn't saying that as Christians we shouldn't think about the future. He didn't mean we shouldn't plan or make provision for the future. Jesus' words of do not worry about your life were not an excuse for us to live a happy-go-lucky, irresponsible lifestyle. He wasn't suggesting that we should opt out of life and opt out of our responsibilities as if they didn't matter. Jesus' words are not an excuse for idleness or laziness either. He's not saying that we will never, ever have anything to worry about either. In verse 34, it says, each day has enough trouble of its own. There are real challenges that we have to face as we journey through life. What he is saying is for those who have chosen to follow him and invest in the kingdom of God, then we can trust the king to look after us. He then goes on to tell us why worrying is unproductive. To worry about such things is to suggest that God doesn't care about our needs. In verse 26, he says, take a look at the birds. Who feeds them? Who takes care of them? How much more does he love and care for us? And what does worrying actually achieve? In verse 27, Jesus says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Worrying is futile. The only thing is that many of the things that we worry about don't actually happen to us. It was Mark Twain who famously said that most of my disasters in life never actually happened. The other thing is that to worry is incompatible with faith. Worry and anxiety can drain us and take us away from God. When we focus on our problems, when we focus on the things that we don't have and we listen to the enemy's lies, we can lose sight of the Lord. But let's be honest about this. It's easy to say don't worry, and yet every single one of us probably do it every single day. We get anxious, we worry about all kinds of things. And over the last few months, we've had plenty to worry about. We've had this global pandemic. We've had health anxieties. Those who have been put on furlough lost their jobs. They've got bills to pay, mortgages to pay. Where's the income going to come from? There's all kinds of stresses and strains on relationships, not just in the past few months, but over many, many months. So how do we actually stop worrying? Well, there's some helpful suggestions that the world come up with. Things like making sure that we do plenty of exercise, that we do things that we enjoy doing, that we have people to talk to, even that we have counselors or therapists, and even in certain cases that we make sure that we speak to a doctor about things that are causing us anxiety. But Jesus also adds something else. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be given to you as well. That is his antidote to worry, to seek first God's kingdom. And we are called, encouraged to seek his rule and reign in our lives. But how do we seek God? We seek God mainly through prayer. So it's important that we take the time to actually be with God in quietness. In Philippians 4, 6 and 7, Paul writes, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Peter, in his letter in 1 Peter 5, 7, said, cast all your anxiety onto him, because he cares for you. Reality is, and the truth is, that God does love us, and he does care for us, and he does delight in providing for us. So this day, instead of worrying, can I encourage and challenge each one of us to seek him instead? Can I encourage and challenge each one of us as we begin our day just to take 10 minutes to be in his presence and to give to him those things that burn us and cause us anxiety? So this day, can I encourage you, instead of worrying, to trust him, and instead of worrying, to receive from him the amazing provision of his peace. Let's just be quiet for a second, and we're going to take the opportunity to do that. There may be people here today who just need to take the time to give to God those things that have caused them anxiety.